Even if such praise is abashed before thee, yet God accepts the exertion of one that has little. God accepts a crust and absolves, for from the eyes of a blind man, two drops are enough. Birds and fishes know the ambiguous style in which I have praised compendiously this person of goodly name, to the end that the sighs of the envious may not blow upon him.
The jealous fellow is not envy.
Oh, okay. To the end that the sighs of the jealous may not blow upon him, and that he may not bite the idea of him with the teeth. Where should the jealous man find even the idea of him? Where did a parrot rest in the abode of a mouse? That idea of him arises from the cunning practice. It is the hair of his eyebrow, not the new moon. I sing the praise outside of the five and the seven. Now right, Dukiki went forward.
See, he interrupted everything. He started to directly talk to you, and he said, listen, whatever I'm talking about you. Whatever I appreciate in humanity, I appreciate about you. So when I'm talking about Davori, I'm talking about you. Do not forget that. I'm trying to show you some hidden stuff in you. That's all I'm doing. So that's what this story is for. Let's see this story. Yes.
How Dukiki went forward to lead that company. In the salutations and benedictions addressed to the righteous, praise of all the prophets is blended. The praises are all commingled. The jugs are poured into one basin. Inasmuch as the object of praise himself is not more than one, from this point of view, religions are but one religion. Know that every praise...
What is this? Isn't this the continuum of what we left? Davori is not in yet. He said, okay, let's talk about Davori, but... No, I'm talking about Salam. The peaceful state of those peaceful people. In their talk, you will find all the best prayers. Okay? Let me tell you about the prayers. These prayers, these appreciations of Almighty, all have different forms. But the goal is one. I mean, everybody is praying to God. This group have another thought and image of God. The other the same, the other different, the other much different, but all are the same. They are appreciating the beauty and goodness. And we talked about it before, because here he is not talking about the thought, he's talking about khiyal again. Do you remember beginning book two, we talked about that khiyal? And he said, this is a double-edged stuff, because my imagination of beloved looks like having an idol. It looks like an idol, but in the meaning, it will break all the idols. This is the same stuff that Khiyal says, okay, in their Khiyal, in their imagination, they imagine different stuff. But the goal is the same. Like what? Like the light. Do you remember? We talked about light. We talked about light and the wall. And I said, okay, the sun is lighting the wall. Wall is not bright. The light belongs to sun. And you will find it the same to the dirt. Okay, sun is lighting up the dirt. Is the light of sun filthy, dirty, because that's dirt? No. You just see the reflection, and it depends on that, the light itself is the same. It goes in that sense to say, okay, let's see what this stuff in the mind of this Hassan al-Din I'm appreciating. Let's hear it. Yes.
Know that every praise goes to the light of God and is lent to forms and persons. How should folk praise except him who has the right? But they go astray on a vain fancy. The light of God in relation to phenomena is a light shining upon a wall. The wall is a link for these splendors. Necessarily, when the reflection moved towards its source, he who has gone astray lost the moon and ceased from praise. Or a reflection of the moon appeared from a well, and he put his head into the well and was praising that same.
What do you think about that, then? Now listen. Yes, in the truth?
In truth, he is a praiser of the moon, although his ignorance has turned its face towards its reflection.
That is the point. You say, when you see a fool looking in a well and the reflection of the moon, he loves that. He loves the moon, but he is so silly looking to another direction. The direction is wrong, but the intent is not. This is what I'm talking about. Appreciating the beauty is something that logically couldn't be understood, really. He's explaining that, okay, listen, these appreciation prayers all goes to the source of goodness. Okay, this fellow has another picture of goodness. That fellow has another one. They look in different directions, but the goal is the same. The meaning is the same. Yes?
His praise belongs to the moon, not to that reflection. That becomes infidelity when the matter is misapprehended. For that bold man was led astray by perdition. The moon was above, while he fancied it below. The people are distracted by these idols, and they repent of the lust which they have indulged. Because he has indulged his lust with a phantom and has remained farther away from the reality. Your desire for a phantom is like a wing, so that by means of that wing he may ascend to the reality.
You know that all these phantoms you're hearing is khiyal. Do you remember that word, khiyal, imagination? All of it is about khiyal, that imagination. Yes?
When you have indulged in a lust, your wing drops off. You become lame, and that imagination?
Yes.
And that imagination flees from you. Preserve the wing and do not indulge such lust, to the end that the wing of desire may bear you to paradise. The people fancy they are enjoying themselves. They are tearing out their wings for the sake of an imagination. I have become a debtor for the explanation of this topic. Give me time. I am destitute. On that account, I keep silence.
Again, assuming that I tried, but I think it didn't work. So I owe you that. I'll come back to that. Okay. What is this that he wants to come back about? Let's look at this paragraph. The title was How Darwi Went Forward to Lead the Company, right? And you hear nothing about that. Oh, you should notice that. This is a master, and he's choosing this method. He knows what he's talking about. First, in one paragraph, he started to talk about some stuff, then stopped and said, oh, I have to bring it down to another level. Then he said, oh, I cannot. Oh, how many stories we left unfinished? And let me talk about this Mr. Hisamuddin. He talked about him and he said, okay, that's enough. Let's go back to Daguri. He didn't. He started to say, to talk about same subject twice, to insist, to make it clear what does he mean. Listen, when I say khiyal, imagination, you think of what kind of, one kind of khiyal? No. Khiyal covers even the illusion. Imagining something and looking for it around. Isn't this what we do during enrichment? We look around and pick this and that and that. Said, oh, playing a lot with this imagination, you will lose your wing. Preserve your wing. Do not let all the imagination fly here and there and there. I know, I'm telling this story, right? And I'm not telling it in words. I use the poetry. Why? Do you remember? The main subject about poetry, poetry provokes imagination. That's the essence of poetry. So here we say, see, I'm trying. I bring in the story. I bring in the poetry. And suddenly you let go of your imagination because it's good to follow this a little bit to arrive somewhere. Or to follow that way of thinking and arrive somewhere. This is what I'm warning you. Because by letting your mind fly here and there, you will lose your energies. You should know better. There are so many different stories about one thing, one stuff. The people who wake up in the morning and they want the goodness, they pray. One will pray to God, one will pray to Yahweh, one will pray to Buddha, one will pray to mountain. Do you want to follow all of this? Which are the same? Are looking for one thing, that goodness. So look for the goodness. Do not let different philosophic arguments, imagination, personal thought, and personal interest absorb you, because that's what I'm trying to do here. I stopped that story. I started this Daghri to bring you exactly this meaning. Do not lose the goal. The ways are different. Doesn't matter. The most important thing is for you not to give up to the play of this. This is where he starts to talk about philosophy. And the philosopher, remember? And he said, oh, the stuff that philosopher will do. This is one of the points, because at the end of the day, it hadn't happened yet, but we know what's going to happen. Daghri will lose everything. Why? Because he goes back to his imagination. He has a personal imagination and will give in to that. The point is, when there is a position that you are closed to the other people like you, when this is the subject, you shouldn't lose your concentration and go back to me, what I think, what I want, what I wish. That's all the matter. Because remember, this I, this capital I, the ego inside, is always here. And it is always waiting for an